It's treason, and we've been warning and warning about the creation of the EU military, and our warnings are now coming to fruition. So the Express here reporting that an EU army will happen, and it will weaken British defences. Now, it's been a retired colonel, Colonel Kemp, who's come out with this. Very senior man, and of course, what he's really talking about is not just an EU army, this is the full EU military operation. And we can now tell our viewers that senior military officers are reporting, retired military officers, I should say, are reporting that the whole of the structure is now in place. And if David Cameron chose to activate the EU military command and control structure throughout UK, that would be activated within 24 hours. And we would no longer be operating as a discrete nation state. We would no longer be operating within the NATO command and control structure. We would be fully integrated into a European command, military command and control structure. We can also tell our viewers and listeners that we have it on good authority that the former RAF base at RAF St Morgan in Cornwall has now been established as the EU military headquarters in UK. The inset there is a photograph of part of the base, no longer operating as a base for mainstream aircraft for the RAF. But French military personnel have been operating there for some considerable time. And we now know that this is the centre of the EU military command and control structure. So all of this set up, total lies and deceit by British Prime Minister David Cameron, as this EU military structure has been embedded in the UK with no debate in Westminster and no public announcement. And of course, Mike, the thing that makes this particularly serious is that all that is needed is some sort of crisis within UK. And we've now got a considerable number, thousands of French troops, complete with heavy equipment, on British soil. So it's quite remarkable.
That might be an ISIS crisis, perhaps?
That would be ideal, yes.